करते हैं।
जय राधा माधव जय गंग बिहारी, जय राधा माधव जय गंग बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जयो गिरिवरधारी, जयो गोपी जन वल्लभ जयो गिरिवरधारी, जयो गिरिवरधारी। यशोदानंदन जयो ब्रज जनरंजन, जयो ब्रज जनरंजन। यमुना तीरवनचारी जयो कुंज बिहारी, जयो यमुना तीरवनचारी जयो कुंज बिहारी। जयो राधा माधव जयो गंज बिहारी, जयो जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जयो गिरिवरधारी, जयो गिरिवरधारी। जयो यशोदानंदन जयो ब्रज जनरंजन, जयो ब्रज जनरंजन। Jayo Yamuna Tiravanachari Jayo Kunjabihari Jayo Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunjabihari Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Vihari Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Vihari జయం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకారి భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిశ్ల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ జయం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య శ్రుత శ్రీమద్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ఠాకుర శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృంద కీ జయ నమాచార్య శ్రీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకుర్ కీ జయ ప్రేమ్ సి కహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌరవ భక్తవింద కీ జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోపినాథ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధన్ కీ జయ బ్రజభూమి శ్రీ బృందావన ధామ కీ జయ నవద్వీప్ మాయాపుర ధామ కీ జయ పురుషోత్తమ క్షేత్ర జగన్నాథపురి ధామ కీ జయ గంగా మాయ కీ జయ జమునా మాయ కీ జయ భక్తిదేవి కీ జయ శ్రీమతి తులసీ మహారాణి కీ జయ సాంవేద గౌర భక్తవృంద కీ జయ తాయ గౌర ప్రేమానందీ హరి హరి బోల్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరాంగ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 3 టెక్స్ట్ 43 కృష్ణే సుధామోపగతే ధర్మజ్ఞానాదిభిస్స కలౌ నష్ట దృశామేష పురాణార్కోధునోదిత కృష్ణే సుధామోపగతే ధర్మజ్ఞానాదిభిస్స కలౌ నష్ట దృశామేష పురాణార్కోధునోదితః కృష్ణే సుధామోపగతే ధర్మజ్ఞానాదిభిః సహ కలౌ నష్ట దృశామేష పురాణార్కోధునోదితః कृष्णे इन कृष्णास स्वधाम ओ नवोड उपगते हैविंग रिटर्न धर्म रिलीजन ज्ञान नॉलेज आदि भी कंबाइंड टुगेदर सह अलोंग विथ कलौ इन द कलियुग नष्ट दृशाम ऑफ पर्सन्स हु हैव लॉस्ट देयर साइट एषः ऑल दीज पुराण अर्क द पुराण विच इज ब्रिलियंट लाइक द सन अधुना जस्ट नाउ उदितः हैज अरिजन Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This Bhagavat Puran is as brilliant as the sun and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Puran. Purport. Lord Shri Krishna has his eternal dham or abode where he eternally enjoys himself with his eternal associates and paraphernalia. And his eternal abode is a manifestation of his internal energy, whereas the material world is a manifestation of his external energy. When he descends on the material world, he displays himself with all paraphernalia in his internal potency, which is called Atma Maya. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that He descends by His own potency, Atma Maya. His form, name, fame, paraphernalia, abode, etc. are not therefore creations of matter. He descends to reclaim the fallen souls and to re-establish codes of religion, which are directly enacted by Him. Except for God, no one can establish the principles of religion. Either he or a suitable person empowered by him can dictate the codes of religion. Real religion means to know God, our relation with him and our duties in relation with him, and to know ultimately our destination after leaving this material body. The conditioned souls who are entrapped by the material energy hardly know all these principles of life. Most of them are like animals engaged in eating, sleeping, faring and mating. They are mostly engaged in sense enjoyment under the pretension of religiosity, knowledge or salvation. They are still more blind in the present age of Koral or Kali Yuga. In the Kali Yuga, the population is just a royal addition of animals. They have nothing to do with spiritual knowledge or godly religious life. They are so blind that they cannot see anything beyond the jurisdiction of subtle mind, intelligence or ego. But they are very much proud of their advancement in knowledge, science and material prosperity. They can risk their lives to become a dog or a hog just after leaving the present body, for they have completely lost sight of the ultimate aim of life. The personality of Godhead Shri Krishna appeared before us just a little prior to the beginning of Kali Yuga, and he returned to his eternal home practically at the commencement of Kali Yuga. While he was present, he exhibited everything by his different activities. He spoke the Bhagavad Gita specifically and eradicated all pretentious principles of religiosity. And prior to his departure from this material world, he empowered Vyasadev through Narada to compile the messages of Srimad Bhagavatam. And thus both Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam are like torch bearers for the blind people of this age. In other words, if men in this age of Kali want to see the real light of life, they must take to these two books only, and their aim of life will be fulfilled. Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of the Bhagavatam, and Srimad Bhagavatam is the summum bonum of life, Lord Krishna, Shri Krishna personified. We must therefore accept Srimad Bhagavatam as the direct representation of Lord Krishna. One who can see Srimad Bhagavatam can see also Lord Shri Krishna in person. They are identical. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा वेलकम एवरीवन टू आवर श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास वी आर डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम दिस वेरी वेरी फेमस वर्स ऑफ द फर्स्ट कैंटो थर्ड चैप्टर सो बिफोर बिगिनिंग आई लाइक टू सीक ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम ऑल द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग फॉर माय प्यूरिफिकेशन So, this verse is a very, very one of the oft-quoted verses. Krishna Sudhamo Pagate Dharma Jnana Dibhisaha Kalau Nashta Drishamesha Purana Arka Adhunoditaha So, in the first chapter of this first canto, sages of Naimisharan, they asked 6 questions. And the last question was, where Dharma has taken shelter after Krishna departed from this world? So, in this verse, Sud Goswami is answering that question, that where did Krishna, where did religion take shelter? So after Krishna departed from Prabhas Kshetra, he disappeared along with all the other 6 powers, prominently. Truth, religion, faithfulness, glory, beauty, etc. So it is described in the 11th canto about the disappearance of Lord Krishna in great detail. When Krishna was about to depart from the Prabhas Kshetra, Brahmaji came, appeared in front of him. And when Krishna, he saw Brahmaji, he closed his eyes and he meditated on himself and entered his own abode. So this is what is described. And when Krishna entered his own abode, it is described, Divi Dundu Bhayo Nedu. Petu Sumanashakhat Satyam Dharmo Dhriti Bhume Kirti Shri Chanutam Yayu. So all the devatas, they started beating kettle drums and flowers were showering from the sky. And along with Krishna, all the virtuous qualities, they also went. Satya, Dharma, Dhriti, Kirti, Shri, everything went along with Krishna. So when Krishna, he went to his abode along with all this. So Krishna was thinking that all these qualities have now disappeared from this place, and because Krishna was there, so Kali Yuga was not coming. So now Krishna had disappeared. Kali Yuga started flourishing. Krishna started thinking, how will the people of Kali Yuga get benefited? How will they get delivered? So in the third canto, we hear that when Vidura, he asked Uddhava, because Vidura was traveling on pilgrimage place after he was insulted by Duryodhan. So he reached Vrindavan, and on the bank of Yamuna, he met Uddhava. And he asked Uddhava about Krishna, Balram, all the Yadus and all the other relatives. And Vidura and Uddhava, as soon as he heard about Krishna, he went into ecstasy. Closed his eyes, For one whole muhurta, he was in ecstasy. 48 minutes. Tears were coming out of his eyes. And then somehow he came out of the that ecstatic state, trance state, and he spoke. Krishne dumani nimiloche girneshu ajgarenaha kim nuna kushalam bruyam gatashrishu griheshvaham. Krishna sun has set. Krishna dumani. The Krishna sun has set. After Krishna sun has set, it is like girneshu ajgarenaha. Our house has been swallowed by the serpent of time. So what can we speak about our welfare, If Krishna has gone, nothing good fortune is remaining in our house. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur describes that Krishna is like the sun. Mathura is like the sunrise mountain. Prabhas is the sunset mountain. And the righteous persons, they are like Chakravaka birds who become very happy when sun rises. And all the evil persons, they are like the fog which covers the darkness when the sun sets, covers everything. And the devotees, they are like the grove of lotuses, which also closes when the sun sets. But although the Krishna sun has set, but Bhagavatam has risen, which is corresponding to the sun, Purana Arka. So therefore, when Krishna disappeared, he was thinking, because people of Kali Yuga, Prayan, Alpayusha, Sabhya, they have all no good qualities, Manda Sumanda Matayo, Bhautikanam Cha Bhavanam Shakti Rasam Cha Tatkritam. Everything was getting destroyed in Kali Yuga. They had no intelligence, people of Kali Yuga cannot remember anything, cannot live a sattvic life. So to show mercy to Kali Yuga people, Krishna appeared as Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada has given such a wonderful treasure in the form of the whole Bhagavatam. He has spent sleepless nights translating the purports. As Prabhupada said, these are my devotional ecstasies. We cannot even repay the debt. We cannot even think of repaying the debt. As Bhagavatam says, anybody who thinks like that, he becomes a joker. He becomes a Vinoda Patram. So Vaikunthanath Prabhu, he recalls that in 1972, Prabhupada was in Vrindavan giving Nectar of Devotion lectures. And devotees were distributing books. So Vaikunthanath Prabhu, he thought that because he was taught that unless you are connected to Guru Parampara through initiation, you cannot go back to the spiritual world. So this devotee was thinking that we are distributing books, but these people, they are not getting initiated. So they cannot go back home to Godhead. So he was thinking like that. So one day, Srila Prabhupada was entering the Radha Damodar temple to give the class. So Vaikunthanath Prabhu, he asked, Prabhupada, we are distributing so many books, but if people are not getting initiated, then how they will go back home to Godhead? So Prabhupada looked directly into the eyes of Vaikunthanath Prabhu and said, just by reading my books, they are initiated, So that is the mercy of Prabhupada, That is an incredible compassion which he is showing. Just by reading the books of Prabhupada, one gets connected to the Guru Shishya Parampara. And that's how a jiva, after falling in this material world, getting covered by the various layers of ignorance, and the original knowledge gets completely covered, Jivera Sarupahoye Krishna Ranitya Das completely gets covered. And whatever we may try, time can destroy everything, but time cannot destroy ignorance. As Gajendra says, Jiji Vishena Hamiha Moyakim Antar Bahischa Vritaye Bhayoniya Ichami Kale Nayatra Viplava Stasyatma Loka Varnayasya Moksham. So Gajendra is saying, after, in the beginning of the prayers, he was praying, oh Lord, please relieve me from this crocodile. But then he came out of all that consciousness. And then he started praying, oh my Lord, I don't want to get relieved from this clutches of crocodile. Because I am in this body of elephant covered by ignorance. Antar bahischa vritaye bhayonia. Inside also I am covered and outside also I am covered by ignorance. Ichhami kalena nayatra viplavas. In due course of time, everything gets destroyed. But ignorance does not get destroyed. So please relieve that ignorance. Remove the ignorance which is there in the heart. And Srimad Bhagavatam has the power to cut off the toughest element in the creation. That is a false ego. That is the ignorance. You know, that is the biggest layer covering this universe. So that's why Krishna has appeared in the form of this Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam can be compared to many things, as Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes in the first verse purport. Bhagavatam is compared to the lamp. Bhagavatam is compared to the sun. Bhagavatam is compared to the ripened fruit, and it is compared to Mohini Murti, you know. So, as in the second chapter, Shukdev Goswami, Sudha Goswami is glorifying Shukdev Goswami, that you are like the lamp. Adhyatma deepam atiti tirshatam tamondham. Samsarinam karunayaha purana guhyam. So, you have the power to give this Bhagavatam to everybody, which is like a lamp. Then in this verse, Krishna is Bhagavatam is described as the sun. It is described as ripened fruit in the third verse, Nigamakalpa Taror. And it is also Mohini Murti. How it is Mohini Murti? Because Bhagavatam is a person and it reciprocates according to the desires and the conditioning of a person. So if a person is reading Bhagavatam with a desire to get the things of this world, Bhagavatam will steal the real wealth of this book. That is the ability to give Krishna prem. So that is how Bhagavatam is Mohini Murti also. Tashrenvan supathan vicharan paro bhaktya vimuchyen naraha. So Bhagavatam describes, when we hear Bhagavatam, first, there are so many things we have to do. First, we have to hear Shrinvan. Then, not only hear, we have to very systematically, you know, jot down the points, either in the mind or in the notes, in the book. Supathan. And then, we have to have our personal study also. Supathan. Not just patan, supathan. Very nicely, systematically, we have to study. As Prabhupada would always say, my disciples should read my purports from various angles, you know. Supathan. Then, vicharan paro. Contemplate on the various things which are described in Bhagavatam. Internalize it. Then, bhaktya vimuchyen naraha. So that's how when we hear Bhagavatam, which is like a sun, it can destroy the ignorance which is there in the heart. The bhakti, it is like a fire which is there in the heart of everyone. Just like when the wood is kindled by a fire, the fire which is within the wood comes out. Similarly, when we hear Bhagavatam, the bhakti which is there, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem, which is there in the heart, comes out. As Narad Muni is saying, Tatranvaham Krishna katha pragayatam anugrahena shrinvan manohara tashraddhayame anupadam vishinvataha. Priya Shravasyanga Mama Bhavadruchi. So he's telling that after I heard the glories of Supreme Lord from the mouth of these Bhaktivedantists, by their mercy they allowed me to hear that. Slowly, Anugrahena Shrinvan Manohara, the Krishna Katha became attractive to my mind. And Ruchi developed. And then in due course of time, he developed bhava, asakti, bhava and prema also. So that's how Srila Prabhupada has shown such interest in translating Bhagavatam purports. You know, he had such love for Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is called Granthraj, you know. Mool Prakriti Mataji, she writes in her book that you know, one time she came from book distribution and Prabhupada was there in temple. So Prabhupada, he saw that, oh, this Mataji is coming. So he told his servant, you go and call that devotee. So Mataji came and offered obeisances. And Prabhupada asked, so you are coming from book distribution? Because she had still books in her hand. So she said, yes, Prabhupada, I went to airport. So Prabhupada was asking, so who all people you met? I met some big businessmen and scientists and students, so many people.
Oh, Prabhupada was really curious, you know. So what did you tell them?
So she said, I tell them the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam and how this book can transform the life. And so many things she was telling. Prabhupada was so very happy. And then Prabhupada, he called his servant and told, you get first canto of Bhagavatam. So then Prabhupada, he opened first canto, first chapter and this verse, 43rd verse. Krishne Sudhamo Pagate, and said, he said, whenever you meet anyone, you tell this verse. This is the ultimate thing you can tell to anybody. You know, you should tell this to everybody. That this Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna, which has appeared in this world to dispel the darkness of ignorance. He had such love for Bhagavatam. When Prabhupada was going to America, before that he went to Advaita Angan. And some devotees there, they were telling that, Swamiji, you are going to America. Prabhupada said, no, Bhagavatam is going to America. I am just assisting Bhagavatam. So that is the glory of Bhagavatam. In Padam Purana, it is described in the Bhagavat Mahatmya section. You know, Narad Muni is having a conversation with Bhakti Devi. And Bhakti Devi is telling, you know, idam sthanam parityajya videsham gamyate maya. I will leave this place. I will go to the western world. You know, and it is, she is speaking in the passive voice, you know, I'll be taken to the western world, you know. So, and Srila Prabhupada was the one who took Bhagavatam to the western world. So therefore, Bhakti and Srimad Bhagavatam, they are very, very closely connected, you know. Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Pranta, Sabashikhaila Prabhu, Bhagavat, Siddhanta. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught all the different rasas. All the different tattva, Krishna tattva, Bhakti tattva and Rasa tattva. And then he described the tattva siddhanta of Bhagavatam. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Swarupa Shri Bhagavat Tate Veda Shastra Haite Parama Mahatva. Bhagavatam is Krishna Bhakti Rasa Swarup, you know. So that is the glory of Bhagavatam. It is the embodiment of the Krishna Bhakti Rasa. The direct information of the mellow of devotional service is described in this Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself had such affection for Srimad Bhagavatam. He would read Bhagavatam along with Gadadhar Pandit for hours together. Krishna Tulya Bhagavat Sarva Vibhu Sarvashray Prati Shloke Prati Arthe Prati Shabde Nana Arthakai. Krishna Tulya Bhagavat. Bhagavat is Krishna himself. Vibhu Sarvashraya. Just like Krishna is Vibhu, he is supreme, he is the supreme shelter of everyone. Bhagavatam should be the supreme shelter of all the devotees. Vaishnavanam Priyam. It should be dear to the Vaishnavas. Therefore, Tate Veda Prati Shloke Prati Akshare Nana Arthakaye. Every word. There are so many verses in Bhagavatam which have so many meanings, different meanings. Just like Krishna chastises Arjuna. Klaibhyam Masmagama Partha, you are important, you are behaving like a eunuch. Bhagavatam also chastises a lot, you know. Soham Ninam Shulla Sukhaya Dukkham, you know. And you are living like, people are living like a hog, dog, camel, asses, you know. Savid vara hoshtra kharai samsuta purusha pashu, you know, heavy chastisement. And Krishna speaks many times lovingly to the gopis in so many crooked ways, various meanings. Apparently something is spoken and something else is meant. You know, it is said that ahir iva gati premna svabhava kutila bhavet, you know, just like the snake. Although the snake is moving left and right, but actually snake is moving ahead. So Bhagavatam may sometime go here and there, but actually Bhagavatam is revealing different meanings, you know. So Bhagavatam is also very crooked, like Krishna. Krishna is standing in threefold bending form. Just like Krishna makes so many different statements which have different meanings. So, you know, one very famous verse, the Gopi Gita verse, Tava Kathamritam Tapta Jeevanam Kavibhiditam Kalmashapaham Shravana Mangalam Srimadatatam Bhuvi Grinantiye Bhuridajana. So this is a very famous verse and we know the meaning of the verse. You know, as this gopis, they are
in separation from Krishna, they are telling, Tava katha is like amrit. The nectar of your words, they are giving life to us. Katha amrita. Tapta jivanam. They can relieve the sufferings of all the conditioned souls. Kavi bhi reeditam. And they are glorified by the great sages. Great devotees they are glorifying. Kalma shapaham. They can destroy all the kalmasha. All the sins. Shravana mangalam. They are most auspicious to hear. Srimad atatam. And the great devotees who have the wealth of devotion, they spread your glories. Bhuvi grinantiye bhuri rajana. And therefore they are the greatest benefactors. You know, this is the normal general meaning which is written in Bhagavatam and it is spoken so very often. This is a direct meaning which is given by this verse. But there is some indirect meaning which gopis are telling, because you know, gopis in the middle of the forest, sitting in separation from Krishna, they are not in a mood of philosophical discussion, right? You know, they are talking about all the devotees. So what does it mean when gopis are telling all this? You know, so Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur describes the first meaning, that this is a nectar which destroys the sin of this world. This nectar is even higher than the swarga, higher than the nectar of liberation. In one time, Harishauri Prabhu, he was telling that, and this verse describes that the devotees who glorify this Bhagavatam and Krishna Katha, they are most greatest benefactors. You know, one time Hari Prabhu, you know, one of the Prabhupada disciples, he was describing that he was with Prabhupada alone in his room. And usually Prabhupada would be quiet and doing his work. This day, he found that Prabhupada was laughing and talking to himself. So Hari Prabhu went to his room and asked, Prabhupada, what are you laughing at? So Prabhupada said, the reason I am laughing is I am remembering my past life. So he became intrigued. So then Prabhupada said, Prabhupada, what was your past life? So Prabhupada said, you know, last life I was a medical person and I had not committed any sin and I had a guru. And you know, one day what happened? It was raining, you know, rainy season. It was raining and there was a snake in the ashram. And my guru told me to kill that snake. And I killed that snake. Now I am understanding why he told me to kill that snake. So that I may come back again, take birth, so that I can deliver so many snakes like all of you, you know. Prati shloke, prati akshare, nana arthakai. You know, that is, you know, Bhagavatam. Various meanings. So devotees are bhuvi granantiye bhurida jana. But what is the meaning gopis are telling, giving by this verse? So actually they are saying that tava katha is mritam, you know. If you don't appear in front of us, we will die in separation. Just remembering and hearing your pastimes, discussing your pastimes, we will die. Because those who have developed such intense love for Krishna, for them, separation is as good as death only. They have intense pain. Just like the gopis, when they go to meet Krishna in Kurukshetra, the gopis, they are telling, Srimati Radharani is telling, Vrindavan Govardhan Jamuna Pulenuvan Seisabara Sadikalila Brajajaner Brajajan Mata Pita Bandhugan Barachitra Kemane Pasarila. So Radharani is saying, how is it possible that you forget Vrindavan? Okay, chalega. Vrindavan bhulke, how can you forget Govardhan? How can you forget our pastime places? Brajajaner Brajajan, how can you forget even Vosa bhulke, how can you forget Brajavasis? Even if you forgot Brajavasis, how can you forget your mother, your father? Bada chitra, it is so very astonishing. Naganiya apanar dukkha dekhi Brajeshwari mukh Brajajaner hridaye bidare. Kiba mar Brajavasi, kiba jiyao Brajayasi, kene jiyao dukkha sahi bare. Either you come or you kill all of us. Why are you making us suffer by not coming in front of us, you know? So that's how, you know, the gopis, they are telling, if you don't come in front of us, we will die. Just like when Akrura, he came to take Krishna, so the gopis, they were in complete anxiety. They were blaming the providence, you know. Brahmaji has nothing to do with all these things. But the problem is managers also always get into trouble. Kisi ka bhi galti ho, you know. So Brahmaji, he is being condemned. You know, gopis are telling this providence has come in the form of Akrura. So Brahmaji is saying, and the gopis tell, this providence is like a child, you know. He is not understanding, we will die. So Brahmaji is thinking, you know, why are you calling me a child? You know, I have not come to take Krishna, Akrura has come. No, no, you have come in the form of Akrura. And you are making us blind. Abhi blind kahan se ho gaya, you know. So gopis are telling, if you will take Krishna away, what will we see? Because our eyes are only to see Krishna. If Krishna is gone, we'll become blind. Gopyastapakimacharan yadamushya rupam lavanya saram samordham ananya siddham drigbhi pibantyanu sava abhinavam durapam ekandatham yashasya shri aishwarasya. So the Mathura ladies, they are thinking what austerities gopis must have performed. They were looking at the beauty of Krishna day in and day out. Every day is the embodiment of all the beauty, embodiment of loveliness, lavanya saram, asamordham, unparalleled. So therefore, you know, Krishna, when he hears that your words will cause death, so Krishna may say, how my words will cause death? The gopis say, because by the separation from those, you know, by the separation of you, your words, they are tapta jivanam. They are burning us, you know. So tapta jivana, other meaning was, they relieve the suffering of people. But gopis are saying, they are burning us. As if we are being fried in a oil of pan, you know. That is tapta. So that's how the gopis, when they are in separation from Krishna and Akrura is taking Krishna, they are in anxiety. So they are telling to each other, let us go. All these Brajvasis, they have become mad. They are not understanding. Krishna will not come back. Let's go. We will have to go and do something. So other gopis tell, they tell, Agar, if we go and tell directly, all the Brajvasis will come to know our secret love. So then other gopis are, what is remaining now to leave? You know, there is nothing else to leave. If Krishna is not there, what is the use? And if Krishna stays, even if we are locked up in our houses by our relatives, still we will have the solace that Krishna is there in Vrindavan. Vrindavan mein to hai at least, you know. So that's how, you know, gopis were in separation. So Krishna may say, if I am giving such pain, then why am I praised by the poets in the scriptures? So the gopis say, poets, they alone praise you. They are exaggerating, you know. They have license to exaggerate things. You know, just like if the horse is running very fast, so the poet may write, horse is flying in the sky. Horse is not flying. So gopis are saying that only poets are praising you. Nobody else is praising you. And then, you know, gopis, they criticize the preachers of Krishna Katha. You know, they say that, you know, those who are Srimat, those people who are interested in the wealth of the praise of people in general, they glorify you. And that's why these people, they are murdering all of us, you know. So they are accusing preachers of Krishna Katha as murderers. That's what Chakravarti Thakur writes. Another meaning, you know. And then they say, anybody who hears your katha, they become like beggars. Yadanucharita leela karna piyusha viprut sakritadan vidhuta dvandu dharma vinashta swapadigrih kutumbam dinamutsrejya dina bahava iha vihanga bhikshucharyam charanti. The gopis are telling, anybody who hears your pastimes, they become wretched and they leave their wretched family. There are many beggars in Vrindavan. It seems that now we can, if we go to Vrindavan in the inner, you know, areas, there are so many people who are living like beggars. It seems that, you know, those times also there are beggars roaming in Vrindavan. So gopis are telling, Are bahava ya vihanga bhikshu charyam charanti, they roam like beggars. So that is how anybody who hears Krishna Katha, they become like beggars. They may not become beggars in the true literal sense, but they don't have possessive mentality. They are akinchana. One time a person went to Prabhupada and said, Swamiji, please give me your special mercy. So one brahmachari was sitting. So Prabhupada pointed, if I'll give you my special mercy, you'll become like him. Do you want? He said, no, Swamiji, I'm all right. I'm going, you know. So that's how, that's the power of Krishna Katha. And those who are attached to Krishna, they are ready to give up everything for the sake of Krishna, you know. And the gopis are in complete separation. Evam ruvanam virahatura bhrisham brajastriya krishna vishakta manasaha visrajya lajjam rurudusma suswaram govinda damodara madhaveti. So they are crying in separation. Why they are using these three words, Govinda, Damodar and Madhav? Because they are telling, Are you are Govinda, you are supposed to take care of our senses, but you are going, our senses will die in separation from you. And you are Damodar, if you are not concerned about us, just think about your mother. You are Damodar, your mother had such affection for you, she bound you. And you are Madhav, you are not our husband, you are husband of Goddess of Fortune. We are not your properties. If somebody is his property, then he can do anything with that property. But we are not your property. If you go, we will die in separation and you will be blamed. You know. So that's why they are in intense separation. That's how Bhagavatam verses have many meanings. So when Vidura, he meets Uddhava. Uddhavji and Uddhavaji is lamenting the unfortunate position of the Yadus. Durbhago bat lokoyam yadavo nitaramapi. Yesam vasanto na vidur harim meena ivodupam. All the Yadavas, they are unfortunate. Actually, he says that those people who understand Krishna as great king, politician, leaders, they are unfortunate. But Yadavas are more unfortunate because they were with Krishna, but still they did not know that Krishna is Supreme Bhagavan. They just understood Krishna as Paramatma. And you know, I am even more unfortunate. Why? Because I did not live with Krishna. Although I was aware of Krishna, I could not live with him throughout. So therefore, we have to understand this importance of Krishna consciousness, the meaning of everything, the value of this Bhagavatam and Krishna Katha. You know. And in Krishna consciousness, everything has some meaning. You know, one time Nand Kishore Prabhu was telling that there was one person, Janos Damsburg, you know, he was a PhD student. Prabhupada in the initial days was staying with Dr. Mishra. And this person was his student. So somehow he was getting attracted to Prabhupada's philosophy, Krishna consciousness. So one day they were going on a morning walk. And Prabhupada was telling so many things. So he asked, Swamiji, what is this mark on your head stand, forehead stand for? Prabhupada said it stands for victory, you know. So that's how Prabhupada would give many different meanings. So Uddhava is lamenting, the more valuable the object is, the more we lament if it is lost. And Uddhava is lamenting because he has lost the most valuable treasure, that is Krishna. But he is finding solace in the instructions and the pastimes of Krishna. As we know in the first canto, it will come that Arjuna, when he understood that Krishna has departed, he also took shelter of the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. Govinda abhihitani me. Because that is how Krishna Katha is. It can give solace. It can give such a wonderful understanding. So therefore, we have to get attracted to Krishna Katha, attracted to Bhagavatam. That is how Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam. They are very beautiful. So the name of Krishna is attractive. More than name is the form of Krishna attractive. More than form is the activity of Krishna which is attractive. More than activity is the quality of Krishna which is attractive. And Bhagavatam is full of the description of the qualities of Krishna, the activities of Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna. And on top of that, Bhagavatam gives the consciousness of Krishna. What is the consciousness of Krishna? So many places it is described. How Krishna is so very humble. Although he gives everything to his devotee, he thinks I have given very little. You know. It's like in the case of Sudama. Sudama was so very happy, just having such wonderful reciprocation with Krishna. He is thinking, Kinchit karoti uru apiyat swadattam suritkritam falgu api bhurikari mayopanitam pritukaika mushtim pratyagrahita priti yuto mahatma. So he is thinking, wow, such great my Lord is. Even though his devotee gives him very little, he is thinking, Are, such big thing he has done for me. Kinchit karoti uru api yat swadattam. And if he himself gives everything, he thinks I have given very little. I brought just two handful of chipped rice, but he has given me such wonderful, association. So therefore, we may not be able to understand the consciousness of Krishna directly when we read Bhagavatam. Therefore, we have to read the purports of Prabhupada, commentaries of various acharyas. And that's why we have to get attracted to the katha, Krishna katha. Generally people are attracted to the katha of this world, but not Krishna katha. So we have to regularly take inventory of our thoughts also. Am I seriously taking Krishna katha, or I am getting attracted to the katha of this world? Because the katha of this world will not attract, will not satisfy us. As Vidura himself is telling to Maitreya, Paravaresham Bhagavan Svratani Shrutani Me Vyasa Mukhada Bhikshnam Soham Natripnuma Shulla Sukhavahanam Tesham Rite Krishna Katham Ritogat. He is telling that I have heard enough of Mahabharata from Vyasadeva, but I am not satisfied by Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. I want Krishna Katha. That can only satisfy, So that's how Prabhupada has given such wonderfully this purports. One time Tamal Krishna Maharaj was telling that Srila Prabhupada in 1977 during Vyas Puja, he was there, Prabhupada was there, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj was given offering. And he was glorifying various accomplishments of Prabhupada. So Prabhupada, he said, yes, whatever I am doing now, I learned from my father. Except for one thing. That is book publishing. That I learned from my Guru Maharaj, So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he gave the instruction to Prabhupada. You write and publish books. So that's why Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing so much on reading these books also. It is not just to distribute, but to read also. Similarly, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, although there were two biographies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already existing. One written by Lochan Das Thakur, other written by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Yesterday was the appearance day of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Such a powerful acharya who wrote so many pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is glorifying in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ole Moodha Loka Shunna Chaitanya Mangal Chaitanya Ra Mahima Yate Jani Besakkal. O foolish people, read Chaitanya Bhagavat, Any author will not do that. Nobody will do this. Don't read this book. Read Chaitanya Bhagavat. Krishna Lila Bhagavate Kahe Veda Vyas. Chaitanya Lila Ravyas. Vrindavan Das. So Vrindavan Das is the Vyas of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And because he was absorbed in reading Bhagavatam and absorbed in writing about the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Lila Varnan. And then he started writing Nityanand Prabhu's pastimes. He got so much absorbed in writing the pastimes of Nityanand Prabhu, he could not write in detail the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityanand Leela Varnane Hoila Avesh, Chaitanyera Shesha Leela Rahila Avashesh. So therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, although he's at the peak of his old age, but still he is giving this Chaitanya Charitamrita so that we can read all this. Therefore he says, Ei Leela Sutragan, Ei Ante Leela Sar, Sutra Madhye Visitar, Kari Kuchu Kari Luvivaran, Iha Madhye Marijabe Varni Tena Paritabe, Ei Leela Bhakta Ganadhan. Kaviraj Goswami is giving the synopsis of Ante Leela in the Madhya Leela beginning. Why? Because he is thinking, I am old, if I die, then all the devotees, they'll be bereft of this treasure. Ei lila bhakta gana dhan. So these pastimes, they are the treasure for the devotees. Sankshepe sutra keila ei iha nalikhila age taha kari bhavichar. Yadi tata din jiye mahaprabhu kripa hoye ichha bhari kari bhavistar. Now I am writing in synopsis, in brief. If I live, I will write in detail. Ichha bhari kari bhavistar. So therefore, this is our responsibility to read these wonderful pastimes of Mahaprabhu and all the pastimes of Krishna which are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. And we have to read in right consciousness. Not in a mood of conquest, but in a mood of request. You know, requesting Krishna, please reveal yourself. Then we'll be successful in our attempt to please the Supreme Lord. So this is how the Bhagavatam is glorified in this verse, that this is the sun. And if we take shelter of this Bhagavatam in right consciousness, without getting distracted, you know, then we will also achieve the success of life. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Yeah.